Hi, everybody. This is Lainey Savante. Welcome here on Zeta Global Radio. Welcome to our Saturday, September 26th edition of our show. We have a lot in store for you. But with every show, we started off right with best-selling author and world-renowned intuitive numerologist Ruth Dreher, who checks in with us and tells us about the numerology of today. This is a treat for all of us because we sometimes don't really have that navigating guidance. And as with numerology, we're learning more and more that the course has already been written. So welcome, Ruth. Tell us what's in store for today.
Well, hi, Savanti. What you just said fits so perfectly with what I'm going to say. Today is September 26, 2015. Adding those numbers together, they equal 2050, which reduces to 7. 7 is the sabbatical, stepping back from life. It can be an island in the storm, a time to search the heavens for shooting stars, a time to ponder the secrets of the universe and think your deepest thoughts. What is life about? Why are we here? It can be a day of feeling alone or wishing you were alone. Whatever it is, remember it's a good time to take stock of your life. Check your priorities, decide what's important, and eliminate the rest. 7 is about realizing day by day you are living your divine plan and all is in perfect order. For Zeta Global Radio, I'm Ruth Dreher, www.cybernumbers.com.
Woo, that feels really, really good. Thank you. I really enjoyed that one. It seems to settle in my being nicely.
Well, it's such a lovely way to end things.
I think so. Well, absolutely. And I want to wish you a fabulous retreat today. Actually, you're doing your retreat Saturday, September 26th, and taking the time to spend with us. And for those of you who aren't able to get to Hawaii or to Ruth's workshop, please visit us live. You'll be able to have a face-to-face time with Ruth Dreher here coming up in a few short weeks on Saturday, October 17th. You can plan now to be in the Land of Enchantment. She'll be doing a workshop full day with a group of us, learning the world, the cosmic language, and the magical numbers that we all are learning through Ruth. And then on Sunday, October 18th, we'll be able to have one-on-one sessions. Now, you can do those in person, or as Ruth does already worldwide, you can call her and schedule a one-on-one workshop as well. Sorry, one-on-one reading. And that can be done by Skype or by phone. So for more information, as Ruth said, you can go to cybernumbers.com or check our Facebook page on Zeta Global Radio for more on all the exciting things happening in the world of numerology with Ruth Dreher. Thanks so much, Ruth, for being here. We appreciate you very much.
Thank you, Savanti. My pleasure. Bye, everybody.
We'll take a break and we'll be right back with the rest of the show.
Conscious media maven Jackie Lapin invites you to explore luminaryvoices.com. Are you a booking agent, festival promoter, or organization looking for the best in spiritual and conscious presenters? Or are you that incredible speaker or performer looking to reach a worldwide audience that's awakening and ready to experience your divine gifts? Visit luminaryvoices.com, Lapin's newest and exciting web portal dedicated to conscious messengers. To join, visit luminaryvoices.com or contact them to book a presenter today. I'm Howard Wolkin, and I produce the Zeta Global Radio Show. In addition, I'm a 30-year veteran of the music business coming from New York City. Jackie represents my spiritual EDM project, Bison. She's an amazing force in the spiritual community, and I'm thrilled to be counted amongst her roster.
And here we are again with the positive news segment with one of our fabulous co-anchors, Vitaly Safarov from UK, here with us to see and show and tell us what's happening in Europe. Welcome, Vitaly.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Savante. Lovely to be back. Lovely to be back. I had a wonderful week off, a lot of wonderful things to do, but I did manage to catch up on all the positive news as well. So ready to bring some amazing, amazing news here.
Well, let's get right into it. We've got a lot to share today, so why don't you just hit the ground running with us?
You got it. Let's start. Now, Savante, sound healing, and it has always been my great passion. And here we are here in London, October the 3rd and 4th. And the world-renowned sound healer Jonathan Goldman will be giving a teaching, The Sacred of Sound Healing. And the participants will explore the scientific and spiritual basis of how the sounds can be used and their kind of healing and transformative powers. This presentation will include a group exercise, sound healing techniques, extraordinary visual images, which I'm really excited to find out a little bit more about it, award-winning healing musing, and of course the cutting-edge scientific and spiritual information about the nature of sounds and what we can do with sounds.
Well, I can always say and test myself that sound healing is such a important, pivotal, powerful part of my life, part of Howard's life. And I have listened to Jonathan Goldman for years. Just the vibration of his Om chants amongst big groups are great. But for those of you who don't know about Jonathan, and actually Jonathan and his wife, Andy Goldman, Jonathan is an international authority on sound healing, and he's a pioneer in the field of harmonics. He's worked with masters of sound from both the scientific and the spiritual traditions, and he's been empowered by the chant master, the Dalai Lama's Driprang Losling Monastery, to teach Tibetan overtone chanting. Jonathan is also the author of Healing Sounds, The Seven Secrets of Sound Healing, Chakra Frequencies, co-authored with his wife, Andy, winner of the Visionary Award for Best Alternative Health Book of the Year, and his latest from Hay House, The Divine Name, The Sound That Can Change the World. He's also the 2011 Visionary Award winner for Best Healing Book of the Year. So this man and his wife pack a punch and in a beautiful, magical way. So if you're in London, really, I mean, I think you should take a look, take a listen, and be part of this incredible, incredible gathering.
Yes, I agree. And especially Healing Sounds and the Seven Secrets to Sound Healing, it's been a great, great manual for me and Paul Forth working with a Hebrew mystic. So I'm doing a bit of a read-up on it and really understanding very basic sort of principles behind the sounds, the frequencies. So it's a very, very good book, very well written. And I've got all of the Jonathan's audio downloads from Amazon. I absolutely love it. Very, very deep, very transformative, very mystical. Well, look, the seminar is on the 3rd of October. Now, on the 4th of October, the following day, Jonathan and his wife will give a very special experiential workshop. It's called the Chakra Frequencies and the Divine Names. And it's designed to take people kind of a step-by-step process to vibratory initiation and activation. So the participants will learn about chakra frequencies, especially vowels as mantras, and learn about the fundamentals of breath and toning, and actually the importance of breath in resonating with our body and the brain and etheric fields, using self-created sounds, an open pathway that allows sounds to be expressed comfortably. Very, you know, very, very close to what Stuart Pearce does. It teaches how to tap into your sort of a signature note here.
Actually, on today's show, Akashyana, who is sharing about how to calm the mind, she will also speak on how important the breath is. So a lot of major leaders out there sharing how important the breath is and how it connects all of life. So I'm excited that you're sharing this part of Jonathan's experiential workshop, as well as Akashyana Day will be sharing that as well.
Oh, that's wonderful. And Simante, I've been noticing, especially with big mainstream shows like The X Factor and The Voice and Britain's Got Talent, especially with The Voice and The X Factor here in the UK, just how many thousands and thousands of people really want to sing. It's not necessarily on a conscious level they want to become a singer and be famous. I think we all have that divine signature expression that we want to really express outwardly in order to make changes, in order to give your signature to the world, really. It's been extraordinary. I think these shows, these singing shows, the singing competitions, although they created as a mainstream, I think subliminally somewhere on the subconscious level, on the collective subconscious level, it is actually designed to give people an opportunity to actually express their divine sound, which contributes towards the well-being of the planet or rebalancing of the planet.
I agree. Thank you so much for that. Well, let's move on. Before we do, let's just let people know that they can go to the Zeta Global Radio Facebook page, and we'll have more on this great workshop. You could also visit mindbodyspirit.com/events as well. So either way, you'll get the information on this great workshop coming to London. Okay, what's up next, Vitaly?
Right. Okay. Well, this is a really interesting one, Samantha. I pulled it off the BBC. Actually, the His Holiness Dalai Lama has given his blessings to create a new course, so an online course or evening classes, available throughout the UK, which promises to make participants happier and the world a better place. Now, this class is designed by an organization called the Action for Happiness and set to improve state of mind, compassion, and social trust.
Yeah, let me tell people a little bit more about Action for Happiness. Action for Happiness is a movement of people committed to building a happier and more caring society. They want to see a fundamentally different way of life where people care less about what they can get just for themselves and more about the happiness of others. Sounds perfect. Sounds absolutely perfect. And obviously, they're working with His Holiness. To learn more, you could also, as well, go to the Zeta Global Radio Facebook page. Also, to learn many more details, go to actionforhappiness.org to learn more about the online classes and for sure to watch an interview with His Holiness Dalai Lama talking about his contribution to Action for Happiness campaign. And I'm very interested in those online classes. I'm sure you will be too. And again, we'll have that information on the link to the interview on our Facebook page. Check it out after the show today.
Fantastic. Thank you. And Samantha, and of course, listen, you and I, we had our share of contribution of promoting His Holiness through the film screening we did here in the UK and film screening we did in New Mexico.
So incredible. And our very own Michael Ostosky painted the absolutely most stunning Dalai Lama portrait that is at Tech Love, one of our other beautiful advertisers and friends. His art gallery and workspace has a beautiful portrait of the Dalai Lama there. So he is everywhere. We are everywhere. We are one. Okay, I think we have time for one more. So what do we have next?
Right, okay. All right, let's go for it. Neil Donald Walsh, the author of the multi-million selling Conversations with God series, also will be in London to give one-day seminar on Saturday, October the 31st. It's hosted by Alternatives and the UK longest-running weekly mind-body-spirit events company, and it's internationally known as the UK landmark speaking platform for spiritual teachers.
Wow, I did not know that they were the longest-running weekly mind-body-spirit events company. Beautiful. Let me tell people more. I know people hear the name a lot, Neil Donald Walsh. Let me just give a little bit of background so you can see how yummy it is to be at this event. He's the author of 9 books in the Conversations with God series, which have sold over 10 million copies in 37 languages. Very impressive. He's one of the major authors in the new spirituality movement, having written 20 other books, with 8 books on the New York Times bestseller list. His life and his work have helped to create and sustain a worldwide spiritual renaissance. I believe that. And he travels globally to bring the uplifting message of CWG books to people everywhere. For more information on the Neil Donald Walsh Seminar in London, again, go to our Facebook page, or you can visit alternatives.org.uk. Thank you so much for being here. And I just wanted to share that we're going to be having Akashiana on today. And I know you had some time with her in Europe. And I just wondered if you had a few words to share with the audience. It's just exciting to have her here. And today we're talking about how to calm the mind during chaotic times, and she's going to share with us some incredible, simple yet effective practices that we can all immediately bring into our fold to really find our center. So I know you got to spend some time when she was visiting Europe, so just wondered if you had any words you wanted to share with the listeners.
Oh, absolutely. I thoroughly enjoyed Akashiana's company, and she came here with Elijah, with her son, and how this all aligned is that 2 weeks before you introduced Kasiana to me, something I was singing for 2 weeks, this song in Hebrew, that Elijah, the prophet, is coming. And then 2 weeks later, I had an email from Kasiana to say, my friend Savante, who you know very well, asked me to, you know, to get in touch with you. I'm coming to London with my son Elijah. And that was just a mind-blowing. Kasiana, you know, very down to earth, you know, really big open heart. You in her company, you feel totally loved. I totally resonate. We had amazing, amazing past life memories here, just, you know, spontaneously happening at all different locations in Glastonbury. It was an amazing experience. She's something very, very special.
Yes, and this show is going to be quite extraordinary, and thank you. Thank you for that, and I hope you stick around, have a listen, and we will take a break, and without wasting any more time, we'll listen to a little bit of beautiful commercials with our sponsors and then get right into our time with Kasiana. Thanks, Vitaly.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. I'll be back soon again.
Edgewood Acupuncture Wellness, offering all of your one-stop wellness needs, including acupuncture, Chinese herbal medicine, NAET allergy elimination treatment, massage therapy, chiropractic, nutritional, herbal, and wellness counseling. It's full comprehensive care for the entire family. We're conveniently located next to Tractor Supply Company in Edgewood, New Mexico. Dr. Ann Losi, DOM, has been practicing for 12 years in the Edgewood area. Edgewood Acupuncture Wellness also features Dr. Heath Alvidrez, DC Chiropractic Adjustments, Chandra Martin, Massage Therapy, and Rachel Irwin, also Massage Therapy. We offer sliding scale fees for acupuncture, and our chiropractic adjustments are only $30. Again, come visit Edgewood Acupuncture Wellness, offering all of your one-stop wellness needs.
Hi, ZGR listeners. Join us for 1 week and only with best-selling author and intuitive numerologist Ruth Dreher for a special workshop at Tech Love in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Learn the magical language of the numbers and how powerful they are as a tool for our daily living. You'll see the world around you in an entirely different way. Group workshop is on Saturday, October 17th, with private sessions on Sunday and Monday, October 18th and 19th. To register now, visit cybernumbers.com.
Hello and blessings, ZGR listeners. I'm Tom Carlson from Tech Love in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Tech Love is a conscious community of light center located in the heart of Knob Hill. Our space offers a warm and inviting setting for all of your gatherings. We invite and enjoy hosting pilgrims who are guided in the oneness throughout the world. From meditation and channeling groups, drum circles, kirtans, and other healing events, we are here as a physical location to draw people into communication with their higher purpose, oneness. If you're coming through New Mexico or already here, visit us at 3901 Central Avenue Northeast, just east of Carlisle, or visit us on the web, techlove.us. Namaste.
Welcome back to Zeta Global Radio. Thank you so much, Ruth, for the numerology daily download. You know what? If you are enjoying these daily downloads, give us some feedback. Let us know on the Facebook page how these insights are working for you. We've received some phone calls about how interesting that what she has shared has actually transpired or been super helpful. But we'd love to hear from all of you. And I know we had a wonderful positive news segment, as we do every week. And if you do have some news out there that you want to share with us, we welcome you to be a spiritual journalist as well on Zeta, and you can just reach us on Facebook. So here we are once again with Kasiana, beautiful best friend of Zeta Global Radio. You heard her a couple months ago, and you can check out the archive when she was here speaking about the wonders of sacred plant medicine. And she's in town here in New Mexico, here live at the recording studios at the lab. So I just want to welcome back Kasiana, who is such an incredible modern-day wisdom teacher, who is a healer, a guided medicine shaman, a devoted lover of spirit and the awakening process for all of us. And we've been speaking so much about Mercury in retrograde and financial times and so many things on the planet that are full of chaos, really, and with the refugees and just so much going on. And how do you stay centered? How do you keep that calmness within yourself? And so without further ado, I want to find out ways that we all can support each other and ourselves with the wisdom from Akashiana.
Thank you so much, Lainey. Just glad to be back here at Zeta Global Radio, and just welcoming everybody to really get centered and be present with the vibration of this conversation, because many times we start getting distracted by words, so many words, and at times it's just the place to slow down, quiet the mind, whether it's through meditation or prayer. It's more of a mindfulness so that we are aware that we get into monkey mind, so it's the time to really settle and slow down to observe ourselves. So we'll be sharing today about some of the techniques that I use, that I share with others in my practice, and really looking forward to spending this time with you today.
Thank you. I feel that when people watch the news or they go on social media, there's so much being thrown at us, way more than in our generation we would have ever even remotely heard is going on in the world. And we're almost becoming so jaded and so accustomed to drama that we're seeing more and more people one-upping a more catastrophic situation. And although we think we're taking it in stride, I think our bodies are not calm. Our bodies are feeling distress. I feel there's discomfort, and it's showing up in lots of ways, whether it's a health crisis or it's stress or it's, you know, fighting with your spouse or whatever it is. But it's prevalent. It's almost a pandemic to me, because I hear everybody underdue stress. And I really want to speak with someone as calm and loving and serene as you, is like, how do we log off and shut down, or at least come back to center, to find that oneness? And no matter what we do, we can just, is it breathing through it, or what are all the best tips? So today, those are the things I want to share with our Zeta listeners.
Beautiful. Back in the 90s, I just want to share this little story. I went to a, I was an executive in publishing in, at that time, and that was my previous life in this lifetime. But we went to an inspirational workshop, and the man said, do you want to be happy in your life? Do you want to be calm in your life? And he said, you need to unplug from the media, from the news, the mainstream news and media that's showering you with information. And he said, the moment, he said, so many people wake up with radio alarms, and the radio is broadcasting the news of, you know, murders, robberies, you know, all this tragedy and hardship, that it actually does feel, like you say, the psyche. You start to feel it, and even though you may not consciously be thinking about it, it's there, it's in your consciousness. And so what I do in the morning, so I have several just really rituals that are very simple and very profound in my life. The first one is when I wake up naturally. I don't wake up to any alarms, because it's kind of alarming, isn't it?
Yeah, I just as you said, I thought, well, God, just think of the word itself. Like, how about wake up to a beautiful message, or another another wording, because there's the vibration of just that word alone is alarm.
It's alarming, and the chimes are something that really creates like peace, almost like there's a wind chime that would blow, you know, that feeling of peacefulness and calmness. So in the morning I wake up, I greet the sun. We do prayers with the sun. We make offerings to the sun, because this is the light coming in that feeds us and helps us grow. And so just a, you know, 2-3 minutes of gratitude for the sun. So it sets the tone for gratitude for the day.
Nice.
That's the first step. Now, the sun, I live in Santa Cruz, California. It's not always shining. So
I was going to say, there are areas in the world. I lived in Sweden. There was no sun.
It's true. It is true. But we know it's out there.
Yeah.
So we can, you know, greet it in the go toward the east and just put our intention there. And it's just feeling what I love to do is just breathe that in. So would you like to just do a little teeny breath work here?
Yes, a
moment of that. Okay, so just everybody sit comfortably and just settle your body. You know, if there are any kinks in it, just move it enough to clear any distraction of the physical body from the alignment of source through your crown chakra, down through the chakras, all the way to the root chakra. And what we're going to do is we're going to breathe in energy from source. So this is like sun, the Ra. This is that, what we call, you know, the father sky. And so what I want you to do is just take that moment, center yourself, and take a couple of breaths that you normally do. Just see where your breath is constricted or where it may be shallow. So I'm just going to breathe in with all of you. Just, and then just hold your breath just for a moment and then exhale. And again, breathe in through the nose. Hold your breath for just a second, just that pause, that pregnant pause, and then exhale. So even just two or three of those in the morning sets a tone for calmness. And it reminds us that the breath is the source of our living. And so when we do that, we open up the channels to be calmer. Because I think when we're always in our mind, it makes us more nervous. It makes us more frantic because there's so many things to do. We start thinking about all the things we do. And I love it when people just write down things and then they can put it on their list. But no overdoing the list. I don't know about you, Lainey, but we sometimes in our world, because we are inventors and event people, we have so many lists, so we start in our mental mind instead of the body,
sure,
the consciousness in our body. So
honoring the temple first and allowing the breath to sort of put us at ease, put us into center. Because I find that a lot of people, including myself, sometimes when there's so much stress, there's the first thing you do is you don't breathe.
Yes.
You don't even realize that you're holding all that in, and we want to get it out. Mm-hmm. I mean, why have that stay inside of us? Like, the more we can clear that space, and more we can, I feel, bring the levity in, yeah?
Yes. My yoga teacher many years ago used to say, no breath, little death. You know, each time that we're not breathing, we are dying in this sense. So every exhalation is also the opportunity to let go of something. Mm. You know, what is troubling you? What is creating stress and concern and worry? You know, I think especially in the Western world, their worry is such a common theme, and we are ready to raise the frequency so we can go into a higher state of awareness. And that's through breath and meditation.
Okay, terrific. So you don't need sun wherever you are. As long as you have breath, you're doing okay.
So far.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so what would be next? Or what would be in addition to?
The next process, I spend about 20 to 30 minutes in the morning in meditation. Very simple. I am fortunate at this time to be looking at the ocean, so I can sit and just gaze out into the ocean. And this is a time of just clearing the mind. You know, my thoughts and my worries become less worrisome because I take the 20, 30 minutes a morning to center myself. This is even before I start with feeding my children breakfast or getting them ready for school or doing all the things that we do as busy moms.
Yeah, it's like automatic. You have to go into that mode.
So that actually carves the time for you to center yourself before you are then thrown into, you know, family time and work time and, you know, commuting time. So it's that, I envision it as like this pole of energy that's coming over me and through me that I get to polish every morning by just being silent.
That's great. When we come back, we'll talk more about different ways to calm the mind, settle the heart, expand the heart, but really find ways to create balance in these chaotic times that so many people are feeling those energies as being frenetic. So thank you for being here. You're listening to Lainey Savante-Wolkin here with our guest, special guest, Akashiana, and you are listening to ZGR. We'll be right back. The Albuquerque Tarot Meetup Group is proud to announce their upcoming Tarot Symposium, Lifting the Veil, October 31st through November 1st. Open to all levels of readers, join top presenters Cheryl Ryder, who will be teaching a workshop on lifting the veil to reveal hidden meanings with the tarot card reversals. Stuart Warren will share his Tarot of the Alchemist as outlined in the Azoth workshop. Poet Jules Nyquist will be leading a workshop on writing from the tarot, as well as artist Denise Weaver Ross, who will be leading a session on drawing the tarot, art and meditation, in addition to showcasing her one-person show, House of Cards, the Whole Deck Art Exhibit. Don't miss this incredible event, all taking place at Tortuga Gallery. Registration is only $80 and includes light meals. Limited seating to this incredible gathering, so visit meetup.com and look up the Albuquerque Tarot Meetup Group and RSVP yes.
Welcome to the Natural Awakening September edition on Ageless Living. We introduce different aspects of staying ageless through healing Qigong, sacred sexuality, and spiritual reflections on the reversal of the aging process. We also review the medical benefits of yoga for your health. Pick up your September copy now on newsstands everywhere in Albuquerque, Santa Fe, and Taos, or online at naturalawakeningsnm.com. To advertise your events or services, please call 505-999-1319. Here's to your health. Feel good. Live simply and laugh more.
Patricia here from Sculpt Laser Lipo Weight Loss and Wellness Coaching. If you're like a lot of us, you're probably feeling tired, sluggish, and just stuck in a rut. Now's the time to lose weight, have more energy, kick that sugar habit, and feel absolutely amazing. I offer comprehensive health coaching plus the latest in non-invasive laser treatments to clients all over New Mexico. I also work with clients from all over the globe via Skype, email, and phone. No matter where you are, let's work together to create your personal roadmap to abundant health. To set up your initial health consultation and learn more, call 505-908-7353 or visit sculptlaserlipo.com. As a special thank you to Zeta Global Radio listeners, I am offering 10% off all laser lipo and health coaching services. You deserve to live a happy, healthy, and vibrant life. Let's start your journey today.
Welcome back to Zeta Global Radio. Thank you so much for being here. We're talking today about ways to calm the mind, find best practices that we can offer you to relieve stress naturally. It's nothing you have to go out and buy. It's nothing you have to do, but just enjoy the fact that it comes within. And one of the things I wanted to share as we seek these beautiful words and practices from Akashiana here today is that my husband and I are very much into the oracle cards. And we love to just, no matter what is going on, whether it's just before we go to bed or just as we wake up, is to pull a card for the day, you know, and put us on course. I mean, that to us is very centering. It's like, what does spirit really want to tell us? And that's a really simple way of doing it. And I've always been a huge fan of altars, as I know you could probably really elaborate on that, is finding a special room in your house. Find a special sacred spot that when all else is going to shit in the world, you have a sacred spot that you know is safe and protected, and it's got everything that makes you feel good or you resonate or you see as being, you know, your point of origin connected to source. And so I'm big into altars. So what do you, I know you're a big altar woman, so what do you think?
I think this is beautiful. The fact that you pull the card, it is just like the seed that you plant for the day. This is the thoughts. These are what I'm going to feed, instead of, oh my God, I have 30 things to do and my kids are sick and I have to go to work and I have to find someone to take care of them and all that stuff that we can go crazy with, truly crazy.
Yes.
So that, I love that, because it's a seed that is planted in the mind for the day. And it's like the thought of the day or inspiration. You know, like Ruth's numerology is another way. Yes. It's like, oh, what does this day mean numerologically? So that there's something added to your day that's not news or bad news or things that are chaotic. Because it all is a frequency and it creates a frenzy. You know, frenetic energy. When there's discord, there's not the resonance of our mind and body and spirit. And so when I work with breath, I'm also very focused on the third eye and the heart chakra so that we can continue to, you know, balance that. The mind and the heart must come into balance. Mm. Many elders say that the longest journey you'll ever take is the 14 or 16 inches from your mind to your heart. And I believe that that's true, that we are always seeking that heart space because there's no stress there. There's no thoughts. And, you know, it's love. It's where our love is, you know, and it permeates out through us when we're calm. So the altar is a beautiful focal point for our prayers and meditation, you know, so you have those inspiring objects or a simple candle. I mean, it can be elaborate or very, very simple. And I actually have a funny little story. My son is 10 years old now, and I said, oh, honey, don't place that on the altar. And he says, Mom, everything is an altar in here. You know, the house is an altar. It's because we clear all the spaces.
Yeah.
Because when you have a cluttered home, you have a cluttered mind.
Another great tip.
It is such a time to clear spaces. And I know that's something that's really clear with us as well.
I think that having a space where it's minimal has made all the difference for us. It's just, talk about feng shui and how to allow the energy to circulate and not get stuck anywhere. And I think when we get stuck, we start to feel that pressure inside too, that's not calming. But allowing a free flowing zone is, it's like night and day. And of course we've been minimalizing what's in the house. And then you realize you can also release attachments, which I also think frees you up without, you know, releasing the burdens. Like you don't realize how much you don't need
that is
until
so
you clear it out of your space.
That is so true, because the clutter permeates through your life, you know, and just like your car, keep it clean, keep yourself clean, keep your home clean, and everything is in order.
Yeah.
So that you can flow. It's like the placement of the stones in a river. You know, the water takes a course. It's fluid through that, and it goes over the rocks or around the rocks, and it's like it's in place. Mm. And it keeps our mind free so that we can be creative, so that we can do what we need to do in the day without adding stress, because we are one. And when we are all one, we cannot say think that things from other, you know, other people don't bother us or don't affect us. It
sure.
all affects us.
Yeah.
So the altar is a just the symbol of stilling the mind.
I love that.
Clearing.
It's all your stillness
that.
Center.
It's the stillness center, right? I love
it's
that.
It's true. Okay, so what else? What else can we?
This one of these exercises, and I don't know if you and your hubby do this, but for loved ones, you can do this with your children and your mate or your soon to be mate or whomever, is the gazing exercise. And I know that this is a very powerful exercise where you just sit seated in a lotus position if you can, and have your knees touching one another, so you're pretty close to
yeah,
each other.
Connected. Nice.
And then you have your hands just laid on your lap very comfortably, and what you're doing is you're gazing into the beloved's eyes. And what I do is I take 5 minutes, and it may seem like an eternity for some people, because many people don't stare into other people's eyes. You know, there's this, we downcast our eyes, but this is a process of centering with the other being. And the gazing, you're looking through them, and you'll be able to see so much more. And there's a love that actually happens, because you are staring into the eyes of the beloved.
Yeah.
And so this is another, just a very simple ritual that I recommend that people do daily, you know, that they connect, because the presence, and maybe we can speak a little about the present moment, is
yes.
is so important to, it's like documenting it. You know?
Well, let's talk about that, because I think that's really a huge, I mean, that's I think one of the top ding 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 dings of calming the mind, is when we're so caught in the past and so caught in the future that our mind's just spinning round and round, thinking about everything that we're exposed to and how it's going to affect us, and should I be a doomsday prepper, or, you know, like with all the future unknowns, so caught there makes you lose your presence here, yeah. where this is where you can have the most dynamic amount of change.
Do you remember the Y2K when we were turning it? And I thought all the energy and time spent on preparing for this future action that was going to take place.
The inevitable.
Yeah. And I have never been one as an alarmist, never have been. I think because I'm a child of, I'm the eighth child of 13. I was kind of a centering point in the family in that way, but I've never been an alarmist. But I thought later how much energy, stress, probably heart attacks, you know, strokes, all these things that probably happened because we had a thought, then we had a lot of news and a lot of information showered that it was, you know, a scary time, that things are going to happen that we have no idea. And I think about, wow, what a waste, you know, in some ways, but then in other ways, maybe, you know, this is expanding us to
yes.
look back and go, wow, we really overthought that one.
Well, you hear so much in terms of, and then also in the spiritual communities, you hear so much about, you better go start banking your own food. You better start saving some cash. Be prepared if there's 3 days of darkness. I mean, I've heard everything, mm-hmm. and I'm sure you have too. And it's like, it's not settling. And it's like, how much of that should you be doing? Because that feels like future. You know, how do you stay present when you hear so many things out there about, I mean, we just drove by a sign. There's a Preppers Expo coming for doomsday preppers.
Wow.
And there's a whole convention now, and they're all around the country. And if that's people's things, that's great. But I ran it by my mom, who's, you know, always worried about everything. And she's just like, I want to go, because for her, maybe that is settling. But for someone like me, it's very unsettling to be trying to figure out which of these things is really going to happen, or which of these things should I be doing? Should I really be, of course, gardening is great, but should you be stocking piles of rice? Because it doesn't feel like that's calming to the mind, but maybe that is for some. Who knows?
I think it's really up to the person, but I believe where our thoughts go, so does our life. You know, it leads us to that. And so because I am so aware that we have to be mindful in our thoughts, we have our thoughts, but it doesn't mean we have to always think them. Yes. And follow them down those pathways. As far as the doomsday, I think water is a really good thing to really have maybe a few gallons of water set aside, you know, and that's just good practice anyway. And if it becomes stale, we water our plants with it, with a loving, you know, gratitude for this water. I think if we spent all the time in prayer, that would actually create a far more profound outcome than doomsday planning.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, it's hard for me to believe, because as a visionary, you know, we see things as we want to envision them for humanity. And if we can all get on board with that, clear our minds, you know, center our bodies and our life, then we can spend the time in the prayer and, you know, doing our work in a very creative way, which actually brings joy and peace to our life when we're doing our life's work.
I mean, I couldn't say that any better. I mean, I think the best use of time is to find your life purpose and why are you here on this planet at this moment, and how you can serve yourself and others. Like, that's a good use of time, and it's calming of the mind.
and I think the tools that Zeta Global Radio has brought, even for me, like the numerology, the astrology, all those things, get that done once a year.
Yeah.
Get a little framework of what this is going to look like for your year and plan accordingly. Because if you can have some, you know, the stones set first.
Yes.
Many years ago.
The acts of the play.
Right. Yeah. It's all in a structure that there's still fluidity, but you've got the big boulders in place so that you can plan and move with more grace.
Awesome. You're listening to Akashiana on Zeta Global Radio, along with myself, Lainey Savante-Wolkin. We'll be right back with a lot more ways to calm the mind in these chaotic times. Attention ZGR listeners, are you ready to use your intuition through the power of numbers? You've heard her interviewed on Zeta Global Radio. Now join best-selling author and intuitive numerologist Ruth Dreher for her upcoming teleclasses. Registration has begun and the class is open to a very limited number of students. Any level of experience with numerology or none at all is welcomed. Students will work directly with Ruth Dreher to learn her beliefs and philosophies in this ancient system of Pythagoras, the father of numerology. Classes include meditations and discussions and prepare you for the next level of the Master Intuitive course. Enjoy this opportunity to learn from one of the most internationally known numerologists of our time. You may learn more about Ruth Dreher by visiting cybernumbers.com. For more information and to register, please call 903-534-4873. Zeta Global Radio wants to thank you for listening over our first 5 months. We've had many great shows, from filmmakers making a great impact on the big screen, to learning about why we dream the way we do, to powerful leaders who are making big differences in the world of nonprofits. We invite you to go back and listen to all of our show archives at bbsradio.com/ZGR or our brand new Zeta Continuum YouTube channel. Listen while you work and be inspired. We always invite you to contact us at info@thelabnm.com or our Zeta Global Radio Facebook page with your feedback on how we're doing, a suggested story, or to be part of our positive news segment covering dynamic events and news from all over the globe. We look forward to bringing you more compelling speakers, authors, and topics that expand us all and unites us as one.
Hi, this is Michael Ostasky, and you're listening to Zeta Global Radio.
Welcome back to Zeta Global Radio. I hope you're already feeling calmer if you've been listening to the show with our special guest, Akash Yana, who is an incredible wisdom teacher, medicine woman, shaman, and overall guide to greater expansion to ourselves and how we can live a more abundant life in all ways. And earlier in the show, we were talking about daily rituals, things that we can do. And I wanted to kind of throw into the mix, just because I know this is brewing, it's sort of like a teaser, but one of the projects that we are working on with Akash Yana is developing some, whether it'll be a daily wisdom or a weekly wisdom, but some sort of special message in your inboxes that will help you stay calm, because she has so much to share with the world. And if I got something in my inbox each day, along with my Oracle card, I know that I have a good day ahead of me, because she's already given me food for thought. So you can learn more about that as we develop some of these great opportunities for you to share more of Akash Yana's work. She has a Facebook page at Your Sacred Exploration, and there'll be more information on the Zeta Global Radio Facebook page as well. So, Akash Yana, thank you so much for being here and showing so much of what you do in your world and how we can utilize some of those places to stay calm.
There's one thing I was just thinking about, how, prayer is one of my biggest joy. So I sit sometimes in prayer, but I love a walking prayer. You know, people say you can walk and meditate, but the great masters always say, no, you just really need to sit and be mindful and clearing the mind. So there's a single focus. And when I pray, I walk. And so when I'm working out in the yard or doing anything, I can make that connection to Source. So my life is driven by Source. The outside world can create so much chaos, and we're welcome to take it on if we want, but that's our choice. When you meditate and pray, it gives you the space to choose what you want in your life.
Nice.
And so those are the big boulders: meditation, prayer, working outside, moving your body. I'm not a big gym person. I used to join gyms and, do aerobics and all that. Just walking and, stretching is my way. I have a bouncy ball and I just stretch on it and, create some space in my body, some more breath can come in to me.
Are you a yoga girl?
I've done yoga for about 25 years.
Oh, major yoga. Yogini.
Yeah, I'm just still, always it's still a practice.
Yeah.
It's funny how that is. And then as you get older, you really want to be so gentle on your body,
yes,
too, because we are not needing to get hurt anymore,
yes,
and push our bodies to extreme measures. That's perfect for people that choose that. I admire that.
I used to teach spinning. I know all about it.
Yes, exactly.
And going to the 2-hour classes, no less.
And driving your body,
yep,
to, such a almost like a fatigue. But I think what happens is we need fresh air. We need to be out in nature.
Yes.
The nature spirits will speak to us. You'll start noticing the birds, the butterflies, the dragonflies. I was driving down here from Colorado. Two eagles came right over the car, right on the passenger side. And I'm like, whoa, eagle spirit, what do you want to tell me?
Yeah.
And they're messengers. So we have to pay attention so that we can be open to receive what our animal brothers,
yeah,
and sisters are trying to tell us.
Yes. Well, that's another, that's such a beautiful way of staying calm, is being open to the messages and the signs around us. I remember back, there were so many movies that talked about how to see signs and, give you that moment of, okay, why is that showing up in my life? You know, and some people will think, oh, it's a coincidence. And there's ones like us who believe nothing's a coincidence, like that showing up, like, let's take a look at that. And not to the point of driving yourself crazy, but to the point of maybe that'll help settle your mind, because spirit or source has given you a sign that all is well. And here's a little kind of a, you know, calming technique or a teaser, right?
Well, that's so interesting, because one of the things that started happening to me, the calmer I got, hummingbirds will come and fly right and look at me, right at my face, like 2 feet away. And wow. I've never had hummingbirds come that close. Dragonflies, you know, these are ancient wisdom keepers. And see, they don't have ego and mind like we do. So they're pure consciousness. So it's like, whoa, that we get to experience from this other kingdom.
I think cats are like that too. I feel like when we are calm, I mean, they can just move right over. They're just cosmic kitties.
Yes.
But they've got a consciousness, and it's good if you just kind of watch them. Like, they know when the energy's off, and then they know when the energy's calm.
Just like if there was a fire in the forest, you know, the animals are the first ones to know. Mm-hmm. Before an earthquake, dogs will start barking. They have that sense that we don't, or we haven't honed it, because it is honable. I can guarantee that the more we access source through our breath, our meditation, through movement of our body, and just clearing thoughts that are no longer necessary for us. You know, a lot of people carry the burdens of their past, continuing, repeating it, telling the story over and over. What's that doing mentally in the dendrites? It's strengthening it. It's making that connection stronger. So we really want to make our stories to be lighter now.
I think that's great. And specifically, because they are lighter, everything that you're sharing today applies to children as well. I mean, I think about some of the things we're talking about here on how to calm. It's like children who get upset or don't know how to calm, like, I share the same techniques with my kids. For instance, I have an oracle deck of just animal totems. And the other day, Sarah came across 10 raccoons in our neighborhood, a whole pack of raccoons. And I said, and she immediately said, I'm going to go look it up and see what it means. So instead of like wondering, you know, to the nth degree, it's like, you know, why don't you go look that up? See what that means. It's like we could apply all these to the next generations. So if they're already centered or have these techniques at such young ages, imagine how it is for them, where some of us are learning how to stay calm and, you know, much later on in life.
It's true, huh? We were programmed a lot to, you know, stay busy. Everything needs to be busy. We were, you know, we have to, the whole 8 to 5, the, you know, commuting time, drink a lot of coffee, you know, getting amped up so that we were all supercharged to work. And what happens is, I spent 27 years in the corporate world. I'm no stranger to that work life. I was, you know, commuting 80 miles a day and then coming home and taking care of a sick husband who, you know, died of a Lou Gehrig's disease. Yeah. So I'm no stranger to stressful times, but I believe what we are all seeking is the grace within our bodies, you know? And so I'm asking everyone just to embrace grace through our own vessel, because that's all we can really do. We can't change other people. We're just shifting our own consciousness and awareness at this time.
Well, I think the last piece to this, I'm sure actually there's many, but we can't help but bring in one of the most calming influences is music.
Yes. Oh.
And I've learned that through, you know, Howard, our producer here at Zeta Global Radio, and his beautiful spiritual music he's composing under his Bison moniker. And it's like, if you need to find a way to calm yourself, no matter what you're doing, music is just so transformative.
I love that. I think that is so true. And every genre of music has like purpose, you know, because the frequency and the tone of it, you know, if you're in a like a frenetic mood, you may need some really hard, you know, bang, 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 you know, really fast. And then you calm it down. You know, the heartbeat of a drum, you know, is a really powerful tool too, just to drum for yourself.
Sure.
Match it to your heartbeat and then see yourself calming down. So that's one other tip that I use is just the drumming. So that, thank you for bringing up the music because that is phenomenal. And we all have access to it, you know. Instead of listening to the news, listen to music. Inspiring, yes. You know, heartfelt soulful music.
Well, even if you're a good singer or a bad singer, just the mere getting the vocals moving, it feels like it just it opens up the chakras, gets the energy moving in the body. And I know that some people like to jump if they're having too much stress, but, you know, just moving. I know you talk about dancing and just getting the body into a different energy alignment, and certainly music of all kinds do that. I mean, look at the indigenous. I mean, music is, I mean, no matter what culture, really. And again, another oneness technique.
It's the heartbeat of the mother, the indigenous way is the beauty way. You know, it's like there is, everything is sacred. All things are sacred. The stones, the water, you know, the people, the animals, so the plants. So we, when we look at life as all sacred, our life is the prayer. Our life is the ceremony. And so wouldn't we want to just live in that way, you know, because that's where we're going to find the golden nuggets within ourselves. That's when we know our purpose. We are on purpose in our life, you know, when we are centered enough to know ourselves, to really feel what we need to feel and listen to what is around us. And I don't mean the voices of, you know, judgment or you know, blame and all that, because that's not true.
I think it's the, or the expectations. I think it's go inside and peace will reside.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thank you so much
You're
for being
so welcome.
Here. It was so great having you inside the lab recording studios and spending time in the land of enchantment. And we look forward to having you on here more and more. I know you'll be guest co-hosting with me soon on a couple more shows and a lot more developing in your world. So we look forward to sharing that with the audiences here at Zeta. And thank you so much. I hope you all have a very calming weekend and some of these tips and best practices on how to consciously find a better way to de-stress from the chaos in the life. You are listening to Zeta Global Radio, and we wish you a happy, healthy, restful rest of your weekend.